Welcome to Mohani Love. Let's talk about it. Wow, happy Sunday. Today I want to talk about certain ways that we all may have. It could be a blessing or a lesson or a gift or a curse. I don't know. But I have this habit, right, of I can self-diagnose myself and then I come up with the answer later. And I ask myself, well, why get into that situation anyway? I don't know. I had to self-diagnose my habit of watching YouTube. So my reasons for watching it in the beginning was just trying to get ideas because, I have a show too. And to me, watching and looking at all the different people, what you notice is everybody's doing the same thing. They go whichever way the wind blows. Not too many. All the people who are different, you don't see them. I guess it's the algorithm, they say. Or the algorithm that I created for myself. But I realized something about it. That some of those people that you watch, they're actually doing things to make you go backwards in your life or your career. And I had to stop that. I've always been in control of myself. I never took shit, but I've taken a lot recently. As you get older, things change and you try not to dig back in that bag of who you used to be. But I realized I was asleep and I actually dreamed about somebody that claimed they was a prophet, which I know she wasn't now. I actually could hear her. My lips was moving to what she... Now that's some bullshit. Not doing that. So, we have this total eclipse. I try not to get into all of that either because I only try to speak on things that I'm factual about. We all don't know what kind of thing this is. If you look at YouTube, they'll tell you, oh, you know what this is? This is for good luck. Don't look at it. It's just so much. But I remember there was an eclipse when I was younger. So I'm telling you, I'm not a young girl. I am going to write down all the things I want. And let me tell you, over the past couple of years, combined with when I was younger, it's about 50 things. And I'm not wrong for wanting them. And I'm not wrong for feeling like I deserve them. But what I am wrong for is putting things and other people in my pathway, in the way. A lot of times people say, oh, I'm blocked. Yeah, you block yourself. I self-diagnosed myself with that. So I really can't blame nobody for that but me. So I blame myself. And that's what I would like to name this particular podcast. This particular, oh my goodness. I would like to name it, I Blame Myself. And one thing about in the books that I write, when you can admit you're wrong and then work on your right, you the shit, boo. Well, thank you for listening to Mohani Love. Let's talk about it. And tune in because I will be, the Mohani Love Show is back. And I'll be interviewing some phenomenal people. I'm going to be a human Yellow Pages. You have to be older to know what a Yellow Pages is. That's what we used to have. Every year we received a book at our door, right? Or in the lobby of your apartment building. And it had a list. If you needed a barbershop, you open it up. It have a list of every barbershop in the area. You look through the zip codes. We had to do work years ago to get what we wanted. I just think that's why the fact that today nobody really have to work is why things are kind of, topsy-turvy, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, I'll be interviewing so many different people and I'm excited. But anyway, thank you for listening and never forget that I love you. Bye.